Well, here we are again.
大家好，我又在这儿了。
I remember going to an attraction here in Florida.
我记得我以前去到佛罗里达一个地方玩的时候。
And the first place we went, they had two Hawaiian young men who introduced the show.
当我们去的第一个地方，那里有两个来自夏威夷的年轻人给我们讲解这个演出。
And we went to the next stage, and there they were again.
我们去到第二幕的时候，又是这两个年轻人。
And we went to the third stage, and there they were again.
到第三阶段，又是他们两个人。
It got so they would peek around the corner and say, "Hi, it's us again."
所以他们就会从角落里面伸出来，跟我们说，嗨，还是我哦。
So I have to say, "It's me again."
所以我要跟大家说，嗨，还是我啊。
I don't know when I have preached so many times in such short number of days.
我都不记得我上一次这样短时间的密集讲道是什么时候了。
I have preached several times, 5 days in a row, or even 10 days in a row.
我之前有过连续讲五天或者连续讲十天。
But it's a little different to do two back to back.
但是很少有这么连着讲两场的。
So as I understand it, this is Sunday school, is that right?
如果我没有理解错的话，现在是主日学时间，对吗？
Okay, so what we're going to do is go to another incident in the life of Abraham, and I want you to take your Bibles and keep them open because we'll be looking at the scripture itself.
我希望大家可以打开圣经，我们接下来要看到亚伯拉罕生命中的另外一件事情。
And we'll try to draw some lessons from this incident.
我们希望从这件事情中可以学到一些功课。
The place is Genesis chapter 22.
希望大家翻到创世纪第22章。
And please keep your Bible open right there.
就把圣经打开在那里。
Now, I will confess to you that there have been many times when I've read this and I've just felt so bad.
我不得不说，很多次当我读这一段的时候，我感觉不是很好。
Because in this chapter, God asked Abraham for the most priceless possession in his life.
因为在这一章中，神要向亚伯拉罕要他最宝贵的财富。
Abraham was a very rich man, but God did not ask for his money.
亚伯拉罕是一个很富有的人，但神却没有要他的钱。
God did not ask for his flocks.
也没有要他的牲畜。
Amazing as it may seem, God asked for his son.
很神奇的是，在这里神问亚伯拉罕要他的儿子。
Now you remember this was the son of promise.
大家要记得这是那个被应许神应许的儿子。
This was the son that God had promised when Abraham and Sarah got things all messed up.
这是在亚伯拉罕和撒来他们撒拉把搞砸了事情之后，神为他们应许的那个儿子。
And Ishmael was born.
以实玛利在之前出生了。
And there were conflicts and battles and all kind of trouble.
也因为这样有各种各样的争执，各种各样的战乱。
As I mentioned last night, even our struggles today in the Middle East are traceable back to that problem.
就像我昨天晚上给大家讲的，我们现在在中东发生的一些战争、一些战乱，也是由于当时他们这些事情而产生的。
And then, in the message earlier, I talked about the fact God came back again and renewed his promise.
在前一讲中我提到神回到亚伯拉罕身边和他重新来立了他这个约。
Abraham was very old.
当时亚伯拉罕年事已高。
Sarah was far too old to have a child.
撒拉已经过了可以生育的年龄。
But they had a miracle baby named Isaac.
但他们却奇迹般的有了这个孩子，给他取名叫以撒。
And now at this time in Abraham's life, God comes and says, I want Isaac.
但是当这个时候神来到亚伯拉罕对他说我要你的儿子以撒。
If you look at the first verse of chapter 22, it says that God came and the English version says tempted Abraham.
在22章第一节中神说到神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And the Lord gives him instruction beginning about in the middle of the verse to the end.
神也很仔细地告诉他要怎么做。
He says, take your son, your only son, Isaac.
神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子。
And then he says, he's the one you love.
是你所爱的以撒。
And he says, take him to the land of Moriah and there offer him as a sacrifice to me.
往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
I have one son.
我有一个儿子。
I don't love my son any more than my four daughters.
我并不偏爱我的儿子，我并不是爱儿子超过爱女儿。
But I love my son, and I wouldn't want to lose him.
但是我很爱我的儿子，我不想失去他。
And when I read this, my first reaction is, Oh Lord, why his son?
当我读这一段经文的时候，我说主啊，为什么是他的儿子？
I think God zeroes in on the source of the reason right here in this verse.
但是神在这里为我们解释了原因。
He says, he's your only son, the one you love.
因为这里说到他是你独生的儿子，是你所爱的。
And you know, God insists that we not love anything or anyone more than him.
神强调说我们要爱他超过我们爱别的任何东西。
The very first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
我们的第一十诫中第一条诫命就是除我以外没有别的神。
Anything you love more than you love God is your idol.
除神以外你们所爱的或你爱任何事情超越神这个事物都会变成你的偶像。
I read an article in a news magazine some time ago.
我之前读到过 news 杂志中的一篇文章。
And he was talking about football in America.
其中谈到了美式橄榄球。
Now, I don't know if Chinese people are interested in football or not.
我不知道中国人喜不喜欢玩美式橄榄球。
Do you care about University of Florida or Florida State or Miami?
你是否关注佛州大学或者迈阿密这些球队的比赛呢？
Well, in this article, he was saying the people in Alabama are crazy about football.
这篇文章中说到阿拉巴马州的人对这个美式橄榄球十分的着迷。
I know that to be true because my father-in-law lives in Alabama.
我知道他说的是实话，是因为我的岳父住在阿拉巴马。
He lives in Tuscaloosa. Where, I don't know how you say that in Chinese. He lives in Tuscaloosa where the University of Alabama is located.
他住在阿拉巴马大学所在的那个城市。
And they were the national champions last year.
去年他们学校获得了国家冠军。
We thought they would be this year, but they weren't.
我们以为他今年还会得冠军，但他没有。
Those people are crazy.
那儿的人对这个美式橄榄球很着迷。
On game day, it is unbelievable how they act.
当有比赛的时候，他们都看上去像换了一个人一样。
They have a huge stadium that will seat over 100,000 people.
他们有一个特别大的一个体育场，能坐上百万的人。
They fill that stadium completely.
有比赛的时候，那个场馆会坐满了人。
You can't even drive in the town.
你在城里开车都变得很难。
They pay huge amounts to get tickets to that game.
他们花很多钱就只为得到那场比赛的球票。
And they do it every time the team is home.
当每次有主场比赛的时候，都是这样子的。
This man said, if your God is what you love most and serve best,
所以这个文章就说，如果神是你最爱也最愿意服侍的对象的话，
then football is God in Alabama.
那这个美式橄榄球就是阿拉巴马城人们的神。
Now you think about it.
仔细想一下。
They go sit in the rain and watch them play.
他们即使下雨了还是会去看比赛。
If it snowed, they'd watch them play.
即使下雪了，他们还是去看比赛。
They pay a whole lot more money than they would ever give to the church to be able to watch them play.
他们为了看比赛所花的球票钱要比他们奉献给教会的钱多很多。
They spend lots of money on clothes that says Alabama.
他们会花很多钱去买印有阿拉巴马的这个衣服。
He said, if what you love most and serve best is God,Football is God in Alabama.
所以这篇文章就说，如果你最爱的、最愿意服侍的是神的话，那在阿拉巴马城，美式橄榄球就是神。
Now you think for a moment.
所以我想让大家仔细来想。
There are all kinds of things that keep people from serving God.
有很多事都拦阻了我们去服侍神。
Now you may have invited people to come to church with you today, and they said, "Oh no, I can't."
也许你邀请别人今天和你一起来教会，他说，哦，我今天没办法来。
My kids have got soccer games.
我孩子有足球赛。
Or we have a little trip planned.
或者我们今天已经计划要出门。
And what they're doing is putting those things ahead of God.
而他们所做的就是将这些事情摆在神之前。
And God says, "Don't love anything more than you love me."
但是神说，你要爱我胜过爱世上的一切。
And so he comes to Abraham and said, "What you love most in your life is your son."
所以神对亚伯拉罕说，在这世上你最爱的就是你的儿子。
Abraham, I want you to offer your son to me.
我要让你把你的儿子献祭给我。
Now, if you look again, you'll see in verse 3, Abraham's response is not that he stays up all night crying.
但是我们看到二十二章第三节的时候，亚伯拉罕的反应并不是整夜都没有办法睡觉，在那里大哭。
You might have expected him to do that.
你也许认为他会那么做。
He doesn't argue with God or plead with God.
他没有跟神争执。
Verse 3 says, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took his young men and left.
圣经中说到亚伯拉罕清早起来背上驴带着他的儿子就启程了。
And the last phrase of that verse, verse 3 says, and he went to the place that God had told him.
在第三节的最后一段他说到起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
So God made an amazing request of Abraham.
所以在这里神对亚伯拉罕提了这样的一个要求。
The wonderful thing is, Abraham had a wonderful response to God.
但是亚伯拉罕也很好地回应了神的这个要求。
Now, you think about this. Abraham had this son in his old age. He was not going to be able to have any more, but he was willing to give that son to God.
所以我们大家来想，亚伯拉罕老年得子，有了以撒，他也不可能再生育，但是他却愿意把这个孩子献给神。
You remember we said Abraham believed God. You remember that?
你记得吗？我们说过亚伯拉罕信神。
And here that faith in God comes through again.
这里也再一次的显示了他对神的信任。
Look at what it says in verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
When they got close to the place, Abraham said,I and the boy will go yonder and worship, and we will come again.
在第五节，他们远远地看到那地方，亚伯拉罕就说，我与童子往那里拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Now he knew God had asked him to offer this boy as a sacrifice.
他知道神要让他把这个儿子献为燔祭。
Sacrifices die.
这个祭品是要死的。
But he says, we're going, and we will come back.
但他在这里说，我们会去，但是我们会回到你们这里来。
Now you may ask, how did Abraham know that?
你也许会问，亚伯拉罕怎么知道呢？
Remember, Abraham was a friend of God.
记住，亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
And Abraham didn't love anything more than he loved God.
亚伯拉罕爱神超过世上的任何人和物。
And he trusted God that the son he had given him would still be there after this incident.
他也相信神所应许给他的这个儿子在经过这件事之后还会与他同在。
What we see after that is a very painful experience.
在之后我们看到的经文记载是一个看上去很痛苦的一个过程。
Abraham asked his servants to stay with the animals.
他让他的仆人和驴在那里等。
He said, the boy and I will go up the mountain.
他说我和童子要往山上去。
He gives the boy several things to carry.
他给了儿子几件东西让带在身上。
He has the wood.
有柴火。
For the sacrifice.
是用来献燔祭的。
He has the fire.
他也手上拿着火。
They didn't have big lighters.
他们那时候还没有打火机。
So they had to take live coals with them.
所以他们要拿到那个火。
So the boy has the wood and the fire.
所以这个儿子拿着火和柴。
And as they're climbing the mountain, the boy says, Dad, here's the wood, there's the fire, where's the sacrifice?
所以当他们爬山的时候，儿子就问说，这里有火有柴，那么要献祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
Can you imagine the pain there must have been in his heart when that boy asked that question?
你能想象亚伯拉罕听到他儿子问这句话的时候，他心里有多痛苦吗？
And yet we see the faith of Abraham coming through.
但是我们也看到亚伯拉罕的信心在这里彰显。
Look what he says in verse 8.
大家来看第八节。
He says, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
That's incredible.
这是很神奇，很难以想象的。
Because although Abraham probably didn't realize it right then, what God was going to do was just that.
因为到那个时候，亚伯拉罕可能还没有意识到神要做的就是这样子的事情。
God was going to come in the person of Jesus Christ.
神会道成肉身，成为耶稣基督的形象。
And that his only son would be a sacrifice.
他唯一的儿子也将会成为我们每一个人的这个祭。
He was going to die for the sins of the world.
他会为了这个世界上的罪而、被杀。
So while Abraham probably didn't understand all that he was saying,、
也许亚伯拉罕当时并不理解他将会说的这些事情。
He was actually speaking prophetically.
但他确实、说了这样子的预言。
He said, Son,God will provide himself a sacrifice.
他说我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
So they get to the top of the mountain.
后来他们到了山顶上。
Abraham builds an altar.
亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛。
And then he takes his son and binds him and lays him on the altar.
然后他就把他的儿子捆绑了放在那个坛上。
Even as I share that with you today, there's something in me that says, Oh, no, Lord.
就是当我现在跟大家分享这个故事的时候，我心里都有声音说啊，主啊。
But Abraham's faith was absolutely powerful.
但是亚伯拉罕的信是如此的有力。
He knew God had promised him this son.
他知道神为他应许，这是神为他应许的儿子。
He knew this was his only true son, he and Sarah.
他也知道这是他和萨拉唯一独生的儿子。
He knew that God had said, through this son, you will bless the world.
他也知道、全地要因这个儿子得福。
So he went through with what God had asked him to do.
所以他就按着神的指示来行。
Verse 10 says, Abraham took the knife to slay his son.
第十节说到亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
But when he did that, verse 11 says, the angel of the Lord called out to him.
但是当他要这样做的时候，在十一节中说到，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他。
He says, Abraham, Abraham.
他说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham's response is, here I am, Lord.
但亚伯拉罕的回应是，我在这里。
That's a powerful statement.
这是一个很震撼的一个回应。
Abraham is saying, Lord, I am right here doing what you asked me to do.
亚伯拉罕说神啊我就在这里做你所指示我当做的。
I love you more than anything else in the world.
我爱你胜过这世上的一切。
And even though I love my son, I love you more than I love my son.
即使我爱我的儿子但我爱你超过我爱以撒。
And I trust you.
我信你。
I trust you with my son.
我信你，这是你给我的儿子。
Now in other places in scripture, it tells us that Abraham knew that God could have brought him back to life again.
因为在其他的经文中我们也看到亚伯拉罕说他相信神会让他能够死里复活。
And Abraham knew that this promised son would not die.
他也知道这个应许的儿子并不会死。
So he was able to say, Lord, here I am.
所以他对神说我在这里。
And the Lord said to Abraham, look over there in the bushes.
神就让亚伯拉罕看旁边的这个灌木丛。
And there in the bushes, a male sheep was caught by its horns.
有一只公羊它的脚被这个树丛给卡住了。
And God said, there is your sacrifice.
神就告诉他说那是你的燔祭。
Unbind Isaac.
把它取下来。
Let him go.
让这个儿子从上面下来。
Take the lamb that I have provided.
拿那个我为你预备的羊羔。
and let him become your sacrifice.
那是你的燔祭。
Now this was very important to God, and you see God's response beginning in verse 15.
这个大家可以看到接下来在十五节中神又这样子回复他说。
So God called Abraham again.
所以神的使者第二次呼叫亚伯拉罕。
And the Lord said, because you have done this.
神说你既行了这事。
Because you've not withheld your son, your only son.
因为你不留下自己的儿子，就是你独生的儿子。
He said, I will bless you.
他说我就我会祝福你。
I will multiply your seed or your children as the stars of the heavens.
我必叫你的子孙多起来如天上的星海边的沙。
And like the sand on the seashore.
像海边的沙一样多。
And your seed or your children shall win over their enemies.
你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And God says, through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
神也说地上的万国都必因着你的后代得福。
And it's because you obeyed my voice.
这是因为你听从了我的话。
So verse 19 says, Abraham and his son went back to the young men.
所以第十九节中就说到亚伯拉罕和他的儿子回到了仆人那里。
And they went back to their home.
他们一起回了家。
Now what's the lesson, or what are the lessons that we can gain from this story?
我们从这个故事中能学到什么呢？
I think the first lesson is that God wants to hold first place in your life.
首先我们要看到的是神想要成为你生命中最重要的那一个。
It would be very good if we could do a personal inventory.
如果我们自己能够审查自己的话。
If we could look at ourselves and say, are there any things in my life that I put before God?
我们问我们自己，我们是否把别的任何东西摆在神之前。
Sometimes we would need to ask God to show us.
有时候我们需要神来帮助我们，让我们能够看到。
Lord, is there anything in my life?
主啊，是不是我生命中有任何的东西？
Is there anything that I love more than you?
有任何的东西我爱他胜过你？
Now, I realize that that can be a scary thing.
我知道这也许听上去是一个特别害怕的一个事情。
I remember when God began to work on me about this.
我记得神曾经在这一点上，在我身上做工。
And he touched a lot of things that I like very much.
他曾经指示我很多让我看到我很爱的东西。
And he asked if I would give those things to him.
他也问我是否愿意把这些献给他。
I remember God saying, can I have your money?
我记得神对我说我能有你的钱吗？
And my first thought was, well, Lord, I pay tithe.
我会跟神说神啊我要付这些东西。
I give 10% of what I make to you.
我每次在教会的时候都会做十一奉献。
Do you want all of the rest too?
你剩下的十分之九也想要吗？
And it was as though the Lord said to me, I'd like to have it all.
但是神就对我说我全部都想要。
And I thought, well, no more ball gloves.
我就对自己说好吧那没有我自己想买那些手套啊什么。
No more new shotguns.
也不能买新的猎枪了。
No more nice clothes.
也不能买新的好看的衣服了。
You know, the truth is, God didn't want to take all of those things away.
但是事实是神并不是想要拿走我所用的这些东西。
I was a young boy then, and I loved to play ball.
我当时还是一个很年轻的孩子，我很喜欢打球。
But I've had many very nice ball gloves.
我当时也有很多特别好的这些打球的手套。
And God didn't mind if I had that.
神其实并不介意我是不是有这些手套。
But God didn't want me to love the ability to control my money more than I loved him.
但是神不想让我爱这种自己操控自己钱的这些东西超过爱他。
When I gave it to him, he gave it back to me.
当我把这些献给神的时候神又把这些重新给我。
So now he can say,I don't want you to do that.
那现在他说我不想让你做这个。
That doesn't mean he will never let me do that.
并不是说他永远都不会让我做这个。
But it does mean that he knows what's ahead in my life and he knows what I need more than I do.
而是他知道我未来的生命中会发生什么，他了解我自己胜过我自己了解自己。
I don't know if Chinese people hunt.
我不知道中国人是不是喜欢打猎。
I like to hunt.
我特别喜欢去打猎。
I probably have too many shotguns.
我或许有太多的这种猎枪了在家里。
And I have one that is very, very nice.
我其中一把猎枪特别特别好。
It has beautiful wood on it.
它是一个有特别棒的木头。
It has such a nice grain and it's got a bright, shiny finish.
它那个最后都闪闪发光的一把枪。
And on the metal it has engraving all of these designs.
在那个钢枪的部分也有很多这个刻的很美的画面。
And the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, I want that shotgun.
当我第一次看到这把枪的时候，我说，哇，太好了，我要得到这把枪。
Now, it shoots good, too.
那用起来也很好用。
But one day, I had my shotgun out. I bought it, by the way.
跟大家提一下，我确实当时也买了那把枪。
And I had my shotgun out looking at it.
有一天，我就拿着这把枪在看它。
I was admiring my beautiful shotgun.
我特别喜欢，我就特别爱这把枪。
And the Lord said, "Can I have that?"
神就对我说，我能有这把枪吗
？Well, Lord, what are you going to do with it?
我就说，神啊，你要这个枪干什么呢
？Are you going to make me sell it?
你要让我把它卖了吗
？Are you going to make me give it away to some poor person?
或者你要让我把这个枪给别的穷人吗
？Maybe you'll make me sell it and give the money to missions.
或者你要让我把它卖了，然后把钱捐给这个教会这种用吗
？Those thoughts did go through my mind.
我确实有这样想。
But you know what? I wouldn't miss heaven for a shotgun for anything.
但是呢，你知道我不会因为这一把猎枪的缘故就放弃这个去天堂的机会。
I wouldn't hold that shotgun to me and say, "No, you can't have that."
我不会拿着那个猎枪跟谁说不啊，我绝对不会把这个给你。
I love God and He's my friend.
我爱神，他是我的朋友。
And that day, I just held the gun up and said, "You can have it."
那天我就拿着这把枪对神说：“主啊，你可以有它。”
And God knew I meant it.
主也知道我确实是这么认为的。
And there was a peace in my heart about that gun that is still there today.
虽然这把枪现在还在我家，但是我之后看到它的时候，心里都非常的平安。
Now, if you saw me sometime when I get that gun out, you might think I was crazy.
有时候如果你看到我把那个枪再拿出来的话，你有可能会觉得我疯了。
Because every so often I hold it up again to the Lord and say, "Lord, it's still yours."
因为我有时候会把枪拿出来，把它举起来，对神说：“主啊，它还是你的。”
And I mean it.
我确实是这样认为的。
Because I don't want to love anything more than I love Him.
因为我不想爱世上的任何事情超过我爱主。
I love my children.
我很爱我的孩子们。
I love my children to be near me.
我也希望我的孩子们可以离我近一些。
But some of my children are not near me.
但我有一些我的孩子，他们并不住在我们附近。
I have a daughter who lives in the state of Kansas.
我的一个女儿住在堪萨斯州。
That's nearly 2,000 miles away.
那基本上是两千英里之外的地方。
I have another daughter who lives a little further away in Oklahoma.
我另外一个女儿住得更远，在奥克拉荷马州。
And I have one grandson, and he lives in Oklahoma.
我有一个外孙，他也住在俄克拉荷马。
So, my wife and I cried when we helped them load up their truck to move.
所以当我们帮他们把东西都装上车，准备搬家的时候，我和我的太太都哭了。
When they pulled out to head for those far off places,We felt empty.
所以当他们离开家去到远方的时候，我们心里觉得空了一片。
But when our children were babies, we gave them to God.
但是当他们还是孩子的时候，我们已经把这些孩子都奉献给神了。
And we said, "Thank you, Lord, for giving us a healthy baby."
我们对神说：“主啊，谢谢你给我们一个健康的宝宝。”
Many times we said, "Thank you, Lord, for helping us to raise our children."
很多时候我们说：“主啊，谢谢你帮我们来养育孩子。”
But now, when it comes time for God to say, "I want you to pastor a church in Kansas,"
所以，但是当这个时候，当神对我的孩子说，我想让你去肯萨斯州去牧会
，We can't take our children back.
我们不能把我们的孩子拽回来。
We can't say, Lord, we want them to live just down the road on the other side of the street.
我们不能跟神说，神啊，我们想让我们的孩子就住在我们身边。
Oh, Lord, we want them to come to our house on Sunday night after service.
我们想让孩子们周日晚上，主日之后可以来我们家做客。
Lord, we want to get together on the 4th of July and watch fireworks.
主啊，我想让孩子们在7月4号可以回来和我们一起来看焰火。
I guess you would say the Chinese New Year and watch fireworks.
也许你会说在这个春节的时候一起看焰火。
When my daughter and son-in-law said, we need to move to Oklahoma to pastor a church.
当我的女儿和女婿告诉我们说他们要去俄克拉荷马州去牧会。
My wife and I felt terrible.
我和我的妻子都觉得特别难过。
But again, we gave that daughter to God.
但是我们把这个女儿已经给了神。
And we wouldn't take her back for anything.
我们不会因为任何原因把他们再拽回来。
You see, our daughter and son-in-law and grandson are safer in Oklahoma, in God's will, than they are in South Florida.
因为我们知道我们的女儿女婿和我们的外孙因着神的旨意在俄克拉荷马会过得更加的安全而比他们待在南佛州要好。
If God leads them there, God will take care of them there.
因为当神把他们带到那里去的时候神就会保护他们。
God will provide for them there.
他们为他们在那里供应。
And he's proven that over and over again.
神在历史上一次一次的来证明这一点。
Now, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy using FaceTime.
但并不是说我们不喜欢跟他们视频。
To be able to see them.
就通过视频可以看到他们。
If you have grandchildren, you know what I mean.
如果你有这个孙辈的话你知道我说的是什么。
Oh, if the only time I saw my grandson was when he came to Florida, he would be here and then here and then here, you know.
因为每次当我看到我的这个外孙的时候一开始他只有这么高看一次下次来就这么高然后再长越来越高。
So we enjoy seeing him on FaceTime.
所以我特别喜欢去跟他们视频。
We thank Apple for developing that.
我们感谢神让我们有这个视频这个科技。
And we get as big a screen as we can.
我们也就经常买特别大尺寸的这个视频电视。
We want to hear him say, Grandpa, I love you.
我们很喜欢听他就喃喃地说老爷我爱你。
We want to see all those cute little things he does.
我们也很想看他做那些特别可爱的小动作。
But we love Jesus more than we love anything else in the world.
但是我们爱主耶稣胜过爱这世上的一切。
And so we give our children to God.
所以我们将我们的孩子献给神。
And we don't hold them back.
我们也不会把他再拽回来。
I remember when I moved to South Florida.
我记得我刚搬来南佛州的时候。
My mother had had her children everywhere.
那时候我妈妈她的孩子都在美国各地。
I have a sister that lives in Pennsylvania.
我有一个姐妹住在宾州。
I have a brother that lives in North Carolina.
我有一个弟兄住在北卡。
I have another brother that lives in Kentucky.
我有另外一个兄弟住在肯塔基州。
I have another brother that lives in South Texas, right on the Mexico line.
我还有一个弟兄住在南德州，就在这个美墨边界上。
And I live in South Florida.
然后我住在南佛州。
So it's hard for us to have family reunions.
所以对我们来说，一家人要聚在一起是很难的。
If we're going to get together, we really have to work.
如果我们要想聚在一起的话，我们真的要好好的花时间来研究。
It costs us a lot of money.
首先要花很多钱。
Of course, here I'm talking to people who have relatives in China, so.
当然我知道你们有些人，他们你们的家人在中国。
It's a much bigger deal for you.
所以对你们来说，要家人团聚是更难的。
But you know, if people would come to the United States to get a good education.
但你知道人们会来美国想要获得更好的教育。
If people would come to the United States to get a good job.
或者是要更好的工作。
And they would leave behind family.
他们必须要离开他们的家。
And in some cases, if they would come to America to be able to experience freedom.
有时候人们来美国是想要体验所谓的自由。
How much more should we surrender to God?
那么我们应该对神是怎么样的呢
？God said, "Abraham, I want your son."
亚伯拉罕对神对亚伯拉罕说：“我要你的儿子。
”I want your only son.
我要你独生的子。
I want the son you love.
我要你所爱的。
But when Abraham gave him to the Lord.
但是当亚伯拉罕将他献给神的时候，
God said, Abraham, because you've done this, I am going to bless you.
神说，亚伯拉罕，因为你既行了此事，我要大大的祝福你。
I'm going to multiply you.
我要让你的子孙多起来。
I'm going to make you and your descendants be a blessing to the entire world.
并且让地上的万国都因 你和你的后裔得福。
And I'm going to write it in scripture, Abraham is my friend.
我也要在圣经的经文中记下，亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
May I say to you today, if God asks you for the things you love,
所以今天我要问大家，当神向你要你最爱的那些东西的时候，
it's because he wants to be your very best friend.
是因为神想要成为你最好的朋友。
And I promise you, you will never be sorry,
我向你保证永远不会后悔，
if you give yourself to God.
如果你将你自己献上给神。
I first met the Winghams many years ago.
我很多年前就认识温牧师他们一家。
Let's see, that was in about 1972, I think it was, something like that.
大概是在1972年的时候。
They were in the Turks and Caicos Islands.
他们在一个叫做 Kicksin Island 的岛上。
They were living in a house that didn't have electricity.
他们当时在一个没有电的房子里住。
They didn't have any refrigerator.
他们也没有冰箱。
They didn't have any lights that you could turn on.
也没有你可以开呀，没有电灯。
Isn't that right?
对吗？
And I went down to spend some time with them.
我当时就去那儿和他们住了一段时间。
We were all there because there was a mission work starting there.
我们都在那儿是因为在那儿有一个这个宣教的工作。
And God had felt, they had felt the call of God on their life to do that.
他们感受到神对他们的呼召要去做那样子的工作。
You know, across the years, God has led them from place to place to place.
在过去的这些年中，神带领他们从一个地方搬到另外一个地方，又搬到下一个地方。
They didn't stop there in those islands.
他们并没有就一直住在那个岛上。
They've been to Ohio to teach in a college there.
他们曾经去到过俄亥俄州，在一所大学里面教书。
They've been in Hope Sound now for a little while, teaching there.
他们现在在 Hope Sound 这个圣经学校教书。
They've been to Taiwan.
他们也去过台湾。
And I'm sure there are other places.
我相信他们也去过很多别的地方。
The reason I mention that is because they committed themselves to God.
我想要提他们的事情是因为他们把自己完全的献上给神。
It's one thing for me to talk about this in terms of principles.
我可以通过就是条例或者规章来讲这个事情。
It's another thing for me to talk about it with real people and real faces.
但是我想用具体的人和他们的信心来告诉你们这些事。
You know them.
你认识他们。
You can ask them.
你也可以去问他们。
And if you ask them if they're sorry they committed to serve God, they will say no.
如果你问他们你们这样子全心的服侍神是否有觉得后悔，他们会告诉你从来不。
In fact, every person who fully commits themselves to God,
事实上任何一个全心献上给神的人，
every one of those people will say, I'm not sorry.
任何一个这样服侍神的人都会说我从不后悔。
I'm not sorry, I would do it over again.
我一点都不后悔，而且我会再，如果有机会，还会再这样重新来一遍。
My challenge to you this morning.
今天早上我来挑战大家。
The last challenge of these services.
也是今天我这里的最后一个挑战。
Is give God your very best.
把你最好最爱的献给神。
Give him the treasures of your heart.
把你心中的那个宝贝献给神。
Sometimes he'll give them back to you.
有时候他会把它还给你。
He'll ask you to hold them gently.
他会让你轻轻地拿住他们。
He'll say, don't make them idols.
他会说不要让他们成为你的偶像。
But you can enjoy them.
但是你可以享受他们带来的乐趣。
Just like my shotgun.
就像我和我的猎枪一样。
Last week I went to a competition.
上周我去参加一个比赛。
And we shot these round things we call clay birds.
我们去射就是一个陶做的一小鸟是圆形的。
And a machine throws them out and I try to shoot them.
就有一个机器把这些小圆片飞出来，然后我要尝试去射中这些小圆片。
And I really enjoy doing that.
我特别享受那个射击的过程。
And I did pretty well last week.
我上周也做得很好。
I shot 79 out of 100.
我打了100枪，中了79枪。
I was very happy about that.
我对我自己很满意。
That gun did very well.
那把猎枪它也做得很好。
But I told God again, this gun belongs to you.
但是我再一次对神说，主啊，这把枪是属于你的。
God wants the treasures of your heart.
主要你最心中最宝贝的那一个。
But when you give the treasures of your heart to him,
但是你当你把你心中的至宝献给他的时候，
he gives himself to you.
他将他自己给你。
Abraham was a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Because he gave God his very best.
因为他将他最好的献给神。
He believed God.
他信神。
He obeyed God.
他顺服神。
He pursued God.
他寻求神。
And God said, he's my friend.
神说他是我的朋友。
Well, I've said everything I know, so I'm going to stop.
我已经把我知道的都讲完了，所以我要停在这里。
Thank you for listening to me so patiently.
谢谢你们对我这么有耐心。
And thank you to all of my translators.
谢谢我这些翻译们。
I tried to use simple words, but sometimes I failed.
我尝试用一些简单的话，但有时候还是说得很复杂。
We use idioms.
我有时候会用一些俚语俗语。
And those things can cause all kinds of trouble.
这些俗语都特别难翻译。
But I think they've done very well. Now I can't understand Chinese, but
我不知道中文，但是我就觉得他们已经翻得很好。
Thank you, Pastor and Mrs. Shi, for allowing me to come.
谢谢。
And thank God for His help in these.
谢谢许牧师邀请我来，感谢神对我一路的帮助。
May God bless the Chinese church.
愿上帝祝福这座华人教会。
May God make many friends in the Chinese church.
愿上帝能在这里交到很多的中国朋友。
And may you be one of them.
希望你成为其中之一。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。